Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson. Hey, man, while it's on my mind, I just want to talk about something that I've been thinking about. The easiest thing you can do in life is not grow. That's the easiest thing you can do in your life is to stand still. That fear of the unknown, that fear of failure, that fear to change who you are because it's comfortable the way it's been, man, that should have take you out, man. It's the easiest thing to do, not grow. Isn't that crazy? You would think in life, growing would be the easiest thing you can do. You might grow physically, you might change, start looking different, but mentally, it'd be grown men that's still 10. 30-year-olds still 15. 15-year-olds still acting like they're a baby, they damn self. I mean, just look at the culture, look at the way this shit changing. Like I said before, the blind lead the blind, man. And I'm on my phone right now, I'm on the fly. I just had it on my mind. It's like, that's the easiest thing you can do is not grow. But one of the hardest things in life is to grow and to change. A lot of people are scared of growth, man. It's easier said than done. It's very uncomfortable. That's another thing, man. You got to get cool being uncomfortable out here. You got to get cool with being in different settings, in different environments. That way you can know how to conduct yourself around certain people. See, a lot of times, man, when you're around that environment your whole entire life, when you get around other people, you don't know how to conduct yourself. And then you feeling all funny. I've been there. You feeling all funny, like, why are everybody looking at me? Why are everybody saying I'm this and I'm that? It's because your mindset. You still got that stupid, young, dumb mindset. And I go there sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Again, I'm in the process of growing. That's how I know this. I ain't telling y'all no shit that I ain't felt or been through. It's hard to grow. It's hard to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. We so used to what we've been doing. We so used to how we've been living. That even though we wake up every day and be like, complaining, the same job, da-da-da-da-da. The reason why you complain is because you don't know how to move on. That's the reason you complain. You ain't mad at the job, although it's a lot of bullshit that go on, but it's a lot of bullshit that go on any job. I don't give a damn what job you get, even if you own your own business. It's always going to be some shit. Always, unless you're doing something you absolutely love. You know, they say, if you're doing something you love, man, it don't feel like you're working at all. But not a lot of people get to that level, man, because not only does it take hard work, not only does it take spiritual growth, not only does it take income, not only does it take dedication, drive, you need it all, man. You don't need just a few of those. It's some that I haven't even named. Like, bro, you need all of those. Not just one, not just two. You need every single one. It's crazy, man, because a lot of times you see successful people and people hate on them. Like, da-da-da-da-da. You don't know what them folks went through. They had to grow. They had to change. Yeah, there's some people out there that got lucky. There's some people out there that got on the internet and just started rapping and boom, they just blew up. I don't know. Maybe that was just, you know, God blessed them that way. But a lot of times, man, you got to be able to grow. You got to be able to some people don't want to let themselves go. Some people are so comfortable. What's the term? Creatures of habit? Oh, something like that. I forget. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, man. But you could get stuck in that pattern. It's a pattern you could get stuck in. And the mind, in the brain, it takes the easiest route. You got to challenge your brain. That shit is hard. But you got to challenge your brain, man. You got to push. You got really, 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 really got to push. Because in this life we live, man, motherfuckers ain't giving you shit. I mean, absolutely nothing. You really got to crawl, climb, tooth and nail, blood, sweat, and tears. But you also got to grow. You got to understand mentally what room you in. You know what I mean? You got to understand mentally where you standing at. Like, you can't just carry certain things with you throughout life. Because some of that stuff that help you survive, I'll speak on myself. Some of those things that helped me survive growing up in the ghetto, the hood, whatever you want to call it, poverty, whatever you want to call it, those same things don't work in the corporate world. And some of y'all like, duh, but some of y'all don't know that shit. It's like being defensive, holding your ground, not taking shit from nobody. You can't act like that when you around people that got suits on. You got to kind of tone it down a little bit. You got to kind of customize it. You know what I mean? You got to customize that attitude to where you still carry your sense of being with you. You still carry your, what is the word I'm looking for? Sense of pride. You know what I mean? You can carry that with you, but you got to know how to customize it. You got to know what room you in, man. Just like when a lot of these brothers get locked up and go to jail. They go to jail, what they tell you? I had to adapt. I had to adapt because a lot of that street shit changed once you get in prison. You can't do the same shit. It's different. I never been. Just based off a lot of the OGs from the hood and the older cousins and, you know, whatever, whatever. They all say the same thing, man. I had to adapt. I had to get used to that shit, man. And it's crazy because I hear people say that when they get jobs. A lot of the guys I grew up with, they're like, man, I got to get used to this 9-to-5. I got to get used to this grind. I never seen this. I never done this. And it's crazy because some people really never leave their environment, man. But it's all right to grow. Is it scary? Hell yeah, it's scary. Because you really don't know that fear of the unknown, man. It can take you somewhere. And it can hold you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You just really got to step out there on faith, man. Like, I tell y'all a little story, man. My brother went down to Florida, and long story short, he was supposed to be set up for a different gig, didn't get that gig, got a different gig, and now he booming. Like, him and my sister-in-law, they booming. Like, they doing real damn good. I'm so fucking proud of them. They don't even know how proud of them are. Man, they don't even know. I'm telling these niggas to just keep go, nigga, go. Like, speed racing, man. Just go. Don't even fucking look back. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of time when you look back, you'll start walking back. You know? Wherever the head go, the body follow. So that's why I just, man, if you in a situation, man, and you got somebody that's going to hold you down and that's willing to grow with you, don't look back. Don't look back, because you turn around and look, your damn feet gonna turn and you gonna start to move it. But you got to move forward. Don't be afraid to grow. It's okay to be, man, listen, it's okay to be nervous. A lot of people, like my cousin, she was like, I got the jitters. Nah, damn that shit, cuz. Hop on there, do your podcast thing. You know what I'm saying? I get on there, it don't even matter. We ain't gotta be perfect. We just gotta be us. We just gotta be real, man. So listen, I just wanted to hop in. This is a super short episode. Again, I'm on the fly. Where I'm at? 9 minutes? 8 minutes? Yeah, about 9 minutes. I guess I'll go to 10. I guess I'll go to 10, man. But listen, y'all can support the podcast, man. Like, share, donate. It don't matter if it's 50 cent, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just help support the podcast. You know what I mean? We just starting out. I still got a lot of other things I want to do, a lot of people I want to talk to. Who knows, man, I might even be traveling one day, you never know. But I really just feel like I'm on this thing to help somebody out, you know, a different voice, a different perspective. I don't know, you know, me being a black brother from the hood on this journey, maybe somebody need to hear this, you know. I'm not 100% sure. You know, I'm not 100% sure, man, but listen, don't be afraid to grow. Don't let that fear of the unknown stop you, man. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Go hard. Know what room you in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take it on the cheek and keep going. But listen, man, this your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is Traumafied Podcast, man. Hey, I'll talk to y'all.